Until you're faithful with that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and he might send them forth to preach. It says that they should be who? Be what? Be with him, and then he might do what? Send them forth to preach, to heal the sick, and to cast out demons. To train them, to equip them, to send them out. He wanted them to be with him. He literally had no house, no home. They ate with him. They slept around the campfire at night with Jesus. I mean, they watched him day and night. They lived in his community. It was tight, open, a vulnerable Christian community. You can only hide who you are for so long. So Jesus said, look, I want you to see who I am. I want to disciple you by living with you. We're going to live together. I mean, we're going to live together, you 12. This is what he said. I mean, you're leaving heart and home. You're going to follow me. I mean, day and night, 24-7, we're going to be together. Thick and thin. There's going to be times it's going to be raining and storming. There's going to be hungry. We're going to be traipsing across the countryside. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be mocked. You're going to see marvelous, incredible miracles. Sometimes I'm going to have to run off alone. I'm just going to have to go off in the water, get away, walk out of the water, and get away. That's why Jesus walked out of the water, just to find somewhere you can get away from most people. You know, and sometimes I'm going to be with you. He says, but we're going to live together. We're going to be friends. We're going to be pals. We're going to bond. I'm going to mentor you.
Living is to love him, serving him, to know his freedom. Come along with us to join the praise of Jesus. Come to Jesus now. Go to live his word rejoicing.
And you know what I submit? Discipleship in those days is so different than today. Discipleship was come, watch me, follow me, be a part of who I am, engage yourself with me, see how I live. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had what? Where'd they been? They'd been with Jesus. Let me tell you, discipleship is all about transferring anointing through relationships. It's all about relationships. It's all about intimacy. It's all about accountability. Christianity is all about relationships. What I'm talking about is relational discipleship. You really have to be under the authority of someone, mentored from one end of the word to the other. That is the pattern. That is the truth. Until you're faithful with that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? Jesus said, you've got to be willing to be mentored and discipled. And it's a humbling thing. A lot of people have all these gifts, you know, all these character traits, all these things to offer, and they want to come in the kingdom and they want to be used of God. The truth is they're useless, absolutely useless. All that stuff's dead and just dead and buried. And then God may resurrect it or he may not. Otherwise, it's just ego and flesh.